I'm working on a sefer, chelek aleph of my introductions of Rabbi Leff, and I don't remember if I said this story. I don't remember. I basically this is what I do. I travel around and introduce Rabbi Leff in different forms around the world. But I don't know if I told this, but a guy was going to his best friend's chasen, and his jacket opened. It split on the shoulder. Ever tell the story? So he said to his wife, "What am I going to do? I don't have another suit." She said, "I'll pin it for you. I'll pin it for you." So she pins it up. And he goes to the chasen, and he forgets his jacket's pinned, you know. And they go through the whole smorgasbord, and they go through the whole chuppah, and they go, you know, finally they come out, and it comes out for the first dance. And his best friend comes and picks him up on his shoulders. He forgot about the pin. And the guy's saying, "Let me down, let me down." And he's saying, "No, no," you know, and he's dancing with him and he's hopping, jumping him up and down, you know, and he's like, he's getting stuck over and over again. He says, "I don't deserve this." He says, "This and more, this and more." So I always feel that's how Rabbi Leff feels about my introductions. So I don't really deserve this. "No, no, this and more." So I figured out the reason that Rabbi Leff really agrees to come every single year is because my introductions help to give him all of whatever tzaras he needs for the entire year, and that's why he cleans the slate, you know what I mean, going into the situation. I had something else prepared, but I have to tell you the truth. I saw somebody today who told me, "I heard Rabbi Leff speak Motzi Shabbos," you know, and there was, you know, Hespedin, a whole bunch of, you know, very chosh for speaking, people were speaking. He says, "What can I tell you? There's nobody like Rabbi Leff." I said, "That's it. Call up Moshe Gareya. Rabbi Leff, please give your attention to the Rav of Moshav Matas Yohu, Rabbi Leff."
Sort of Kaplan. I was going to say the same thing that Rabbi Orlovsky said, but he already said it for me, so thank you. Today is the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen. And it is not a coincidence that Aaron HaKohen was Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av. The Torah makes it a point, the only Yortzeit where both the month and the day are mentioned is Aaron HaKohen. And HaKadosh Baruch was Makdim, Refua Lamaka, and Mises Sadikim is Mechaper. And the Mises of Aaron HaKohen Mechaper on all of the tzoris of Chodesh Av, if you use it properly. And as has been mentioned, we have been very strongly reminded of one of the things that can help a person to avoid Averas, especially the Averas that are associated with Churban Beis HaMikdash, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, they all emanate from the three roots of all Averas, Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. And Chazal say, Yistakel b'shlosha dvorim v'yato boli de Avera, Dami ayin boso, la'ana to holech, v'lifnei miya to osid, liten din v'cheshbon. And each of those things correspond to a different one of those roots of Averis. Me ayin boso, how could you be mekana other people? You came from nothing. Be satisfied, be happy with what you are. La'ana to holech, l'makom rima v'soleya. How could you be a baltaiva? What's the taiva going to end up? More worms. and covet. Someday you're going to have to stand before the Rabbanus, and what kind of covet are you going to have? And all of those things boil down to remembering that we are mortal human beings and we're not here forever. Where we came from and where we're going, and the din v'cheshbon is all zechiras yom ha'mavos. To remember that we are not kavua in this world. We're here for a relatively short time. And zechiras yom ha'mavos corresponds and negates each of those three shoroshim of averus. Ba'yisheni was nechra because of sinas chinam. The Chafetz Chaim says sinas chinam manifests itself bi'ikaron with lashon hara. What's the kapara for lashon hara? Negoyim. Negoyim are mamish. Remind a person he's a living dead person. Person becomes mamish metame like a mace, separated from human beings. And that also reminds him of Yom HaMisa. And when a person remembers Yom HaMisa in the proper vein, it's a tremendously positive thing. Because I'll say, Lo'olam yargiz odam yetzer hatov al yetzer hara nitzcho mutav. If you're successful and that stops you from doing aveira, is fine. Lo nitzcho yilmed Torah. Weren't successful, sit down and learn. Nitzcho mutav. Lo nitzcho yikra kriya shema. Nitzcho mutav. Lo nitzcho zechores yom ha'mavos. You see, Zechiras Yom HaMavos is a very potent negation of the Yetzer Hara. Keeps people from doing Averis. It counteracts the Shoroshim. It counteracts Lashon Hara. Chazal say that Misa is hinted to in Vayar Elokim Eskola Shiroso Vehine Tov Ma'od, Tov Zechayim. Ma'od is Mavos. Zechiras Yom HaMavos is Tov Ma'od. Morris says that in the Chasna of Hamanuna Rabbah, they asked one of the Amoraim to sing a song, Lekoved the Chosan and Kala. So here was his very uplifting song, Vailon de Misna. They were all going to die. So they asked, what's the chorus? What are we supposed to say in response? Where is the, what are we going to take with us? Where's the baggage that we take along? That's what you sing at a chasm. It's also, there's something very positive about Zechiras Yom HaMavos that puts the chasm into perspective, that makes it much more important. If we're here forever, what do you have to get married? What do you have children? But if we're not here forever, and we want to leave something for posterity, and there's an Indian to get married and to leave Doris, and if you look at it in the proper way, it makes important, it makes entire life important, more important than it would be if it has no limit to it. Gemara says, David HaMelech istakel biyom hamoves v'omar shira. It's interesting, Malbin. Malbim says that after Adam and Chava were removed from Gan Eden, the Rabban Shom put at the portals of Gan Eden Kruvim and Laat Cherev HaMisapeches. Says the Malbim, it's the Kruvim and the Laat Cherev HaMisapeches that gives a person a chance to get back to Gan Eden. What's the Kruvim? Kruvim are Malachim, represents Nevuah, represents Torah. Those are the Kruvim. And what's Laat Cherev HaMisapeches? Misa. Two things together. Torah and Zechiras Yom HaMavos. Laat Cherev HaMisapeches gives a person a chance to get back to Gan Eden. So, Zechiras Yom HaMavos the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, is a very positive thing if you use it positively. But they asked the following question, if that's the case, that Zechiras Yom HaMavis is so potent and it's so positive, then why bother with all the other things? Yar Gizodim Yetzer HaTov Al Yetzer Hara, Talmud Torah, Kriyishma, it's very nice to learn, it's nice to say Kriyishma, do it when you have to. But if right now you're faced with an Avera, get to the point. Don't beat around the bush. Immediately, Mimasker Yom HaMavis. Why do the other things? We have been shaken, as Rabbi Kaplan said, by horrific maishim and by Misa of Gdolei Yisrael. Ziknei Hador on the one hand, my Rebbe, Chaim Stein Zatzal, Lefkowitz, Koppelman, Zichron Sadikim Levrocha. That reminds us that even great tzaddikim, this world is not the end for them. It's only a means. It's a temporary place. Even if you live 100 years, it's still short. And then we're reminded that it's not only zakenim who die. Little children also die. And sometimes in the most horrific way, shaykh. And then remember that even tzaddikim, sometimes just don't die regularly, naturally either. They also die in horrific ways. So if you need any thing to be ma'or you to zichron yom ha'moves, we've had it. So if it's such a positive thing, then why not remember it immediately? Why is it necessary? Yargiz yetzohatov al yetzohara, Talmud Torah and Kriyishma. Perhaps Zechiras Yom HaMavis can bring a person to tremendous Yisoris Shira, to a proper perspective on life. But it also can bring a person to three very negative responses. And before you negate those three negative responses, you can't be Zocher Yom HaMavis. Because Zechiras Yom HaMavis with the negative responses are worse and better. You shouldn't remember Yom HaMavis. What are the negative responses? First one is, person remembers that he's mortal. Not here forever. He denies it. Denial. Oh, it's denial, like you deny that you're... Kolchi votzim yodi. Yeah, people die. But I can control my destiny. All I have to do is jog, eat health foods, and a host of other things, and I will guarantee that I will live into eternity. People fool themselves into thinking that. All they have to do is make sure that they don't put themselves in any kind of danger. They look both ways when they cross the street, eat health food and jog, and that's it. Nothing's going to happen to me. Don't make the mistake to think that I'm telling you that it's not good to jog and it's not good to eat health food and it's not good to look both ways when you cross the street. All of those things are very positive things. But if you think that they will guarantee anything, they're ishtadlus, like any ishtadlus. But they're going to guarantee your health, your longevity. I heard the person who developed jogging dropped dead while he was jogging. Didn't guarantee him a long life. Brought him some royalties on his book, but beyond that, didn't guarantee him a long life. Person has to understand what he does in this world, he struggles. But guarantees, Siba Mesoba, if you cause your fate, not this case. The Rabbanu Shlom controls this world. He sends you what he knows you need, and you are supposed to do things with seichel, be careful with your life, not be frivolous with it, but never think that you are the cause. Michtam Eliyahu says that is one of the yesodos of what this world is all about. People think that this world, you earn a living, you make a living. You don't make a living. You fulfill a condition. There's a prerequisite that Rav Elishlam said. You have to put in your hishtadlus. But that your hishtadlus causes your living. There are people who put in all the right hishtadlus. They get all the right degrees. And al pi seichel, they should be millionaires. They should have fine jobs. Except they got their degrees in Russia, and then they came to America where there was a glut of engineers and lawyers and doctors, and they couldn't find a job because they had those degrees. And they were cleaning the offices of other doctors. Or they were scrounging around the garbage cans for their meals. And then there are people who do all the wrong things. As the Rav Elishlam wants them to be rich, they'll be rich. I remember years ago, there was a phenomenon called pet rocks. Some guy came up with this tremendous idea. If he would have come to me to invest in it, or any of you, you would have shown him the door. What was his idea? Take a rock, regular, ordinary rock from outside. Put it in a box that you print as a cage. So the box is printed with a cage. Put the rock in the box, so now you have a rock in a cage. Print a page of instructions, how to take care of this rock. You don't have to feed it, you don't have to walk it, you know, you need air. But you have a thing of instructions, how to take care of this pet, very easy pet. And you sell it for $9.99. What meshugger is going to buy a rock for $9.99 when you go outside and buy a whole zoo for free? Take them. But enough Michigan Americans bought a rock in a box which they could have done the same thing themselves, printed up the same instructions for free. And the man became a millionaire overnight. Someone else came up with another great idea. Great hishtadlus. Makes sense? Absolutely not. You say it's cause and effect? Absolutely not. Cabbage patch dolls. Somebody came with the idea that if you create dolls that are so ugly a mother couldn't love them, people are going to buy this. Who in the world is going to buy an ugly doll for their child? Michigan Americans. It became a fad, and the person became a millionaire overnight. So you can do all the right things, and you're not going to cause a result. You can do all the wrong things, and the result will come. Bottom line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. You are supposed to do what makes sense. It's a t'nai, it's a prerequisite, it's a condition. More than that, it's not. Chazal say that Yosef HaTzadik was punished 2 extra years in prison because he made ishtadlus by the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, to get him out of prison. Seemingly, he shouldn't have done that. Should have had bitachon at the Rabbanu Shalom. Why is he asking the Sara Mashkim? Everybody asks, what's the problem? He's supposed to make his status. Here is the opportunity to get somebody who had the ear of Paro. What was wrong with making a little status? And secondly, if the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to teach Yosef a lesson, I don't need you to tell me how to get you out of prison. So if I was the Rabbanu Shalom, I would make sure that the Sara Mashkim died, never remembered Yosef, and he got out of prison in the most unusual way, nothing to do with the Sara Mashkim. And that would have taught him a lesson. I don't need your Sara Mashkim. How did he get out of prison? Exactly as he thought. The Sara Mashkim remembered him to Paro, and Paro took him out of prison. If the Rebbe wanted to get the message across to Yosef, Lechora, that's not the way to do it. And why dafka 2 years he was punished? Why not 2 months? Because he said 2 words. Zichartani, Hiskartani. So they asked, that's the case, and only 1 word is extra, 1 word he should have done. And if it was 2, whatever the 2 is, it could have been 2 weeks, 2 months, why dafka 2 years? was thinking. The Gemara says that a person can remember something to act upon it for 12 months. Some sofer says that's why in an Ibru Yor there's an Inyan to be Mechaden in Sechiras Amalek in Parshas Kisetze, because it's more than 12 months goes by and a person can remember something to act upon it for 12 months. Can remember something much more than 12 months. But to make an impression, you should do something. Here's Zechiras HaMolek, you have to be Mocho Timcha, you have to do something. 12 months is the limit. The Rav Moshe wanted to show Yosef, yeah, you have to make Ishtadlus. But I hear from you, said the Rav Moshe, that you think the Ishtadlus is a little bit too much of a cause, not just a prerequisite. And therefore I'm going to show you. You're going to get out of prison exactly as you thought. The Saramashkim is going to remember you to Paro, but it's not going to happen because of you, and I'll prove it to you. How long could the Saramashkim have remembered Paro to remember Yosef? Normally, 12 months, 1 year. If on the last day of that year he remembered him to Paro, how long could Paro remember him? In other words, a year. After 2 years, it wasn't Shaykh anymore that it came from Yosef. That's what the Rav Moshe said. I don't need you to orchestrate. You do your ishtadlus, but never think that you're the cause. That was the lesson. So a person who thinks that he's the cause of his fate, he will just do the right things. He remembers Yom HaMavis, people are vulnerable, not me. I'll do all the right things, and I'll guarantee my longevity. That is a negative result of Zechiras Yom HaMavis. Deny. On that, Chazal say, negate that thought. How? La'olam yargiz odom yetzer hatov al yetzer hara. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mirasha. The only thing that's in your power is yargiz yetzer hatov al yetzer hara. Your yirah shamayim, your ability to make the right choices, that is your, what's in your domain. More than that, you don't have. Everything else is bidei shamayim. So if your yarg is yetzer hatov al yetzer hara, you'll remember not to have that negative effect of zechiras yom hamavis, of denial and kochi votzim yodim. Second negative result, response to zechiras yom hamavis. Person remembers that he's not going to be here forever. Life is short. Temporary, transient. So he doesn't get up in the morning. He gives up hope. Comes depressed. What's it all worth? Why should I work my head off? Whatever I'll make, somebody else is going to yarish me. My yisron la'od b'chol amolo shi'amol tachas hashomer. What am I bothering with? Stay in bed, pull over the covers, and that's it. Resign from the world. Anyway, I'm going to die. What's it going to help? Yiyush. Depression. On that, Chazal say, Yilmid Torah. Torah tells me that every single thing in this world is important. Because Torah takes every transient thing and gives it eternal importance. If you use it properly, Tzadikim, Chavivim, Aleim, Amonim, Yosem, Migufan. This world is very important. Yeah. Short. It's temporary. But this is the way to create Olam Haba. No other way. Tzadik, his money is more precious to him. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. Shozra Pachim Ktanim. He's a rich man. And he put his life in a little bit more danger to get some cheap earthenware things. So we learn from there. Tzadikim, Chaviv, Malem, Mamonim, Yosef, Yigufa, V'kol Kach Lama, Shein Postim, Yedein, Begezel. Pshat. Could be, the pshat is, a person comes into this world, he's given a part. Everybody has a part to play in this world. The Rabbanu Shalom gives every neshama a tafkid. And just like in a play, when you get a part, you also get a costume to play your part. And you get props to be able to play your part. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody a costume. Costume is your body. And your body is how you use that body to play your part in this world, to fulfill your tafkid in this world. And you're also given material possessions. Those are your props that you need for avodas Hashem. A tzaddik understands that every single thing he has in this world, his body, his material possessions, are something that are given to him as a matana by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that matana is given in order that he should use it, lavodas Hashem. Every single thing is a kli, lavodas Hashem. His body is a keli for avodas Hashem. His material possessions are a keli, lavodas Hashem. Which is more precious? What's precious to a person doesn't say what's more choshev. Doesn't say tzadikim, chashuvim aleihem amonim yosef. It says chavivim aleihem. What's chavivus? What you put effort into. The more effort you put into something, the more choviv it is. I did the osile midrasha chavivale. You have to put in effort, it's choviv, it's precious. How much effort do you have to put in your body? Securing your body, you don't have to put any effort. It's a birthday present. First birthday, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a body. Enjoy it. Use it. You have to put a lot of effort into maintaining your body. And you have to put effort into using your body for avodas Hashem. Out of three kinds of effort, two apply to the body. How about money? So if you steal, you may be able to acquire your money easily. But if you're makbid not to steal a penny, then it's not easy to earn your money. So you have to put a lot of effort into acquiring your money. Then you have to put effort into maintaining your money. And then you have to put effort into using your money. Three out of three. So which is more chavid? Both of them are kelim lavodas Hashem. But more, the money involves more tircha and more effort than the body. So which is more chavid to the person? The avodas Hashem, he does with his money more than the avodas Hashem, he does with his body. And that is pachim ktanim. Pachim ktanim is earthenware. A tzaddik's money is to him like kli cheres. What's special about kli cheres? Kli mateches, kli etzim, or mekabel tuma, whether they're a kli or even if they're not a kli sometimes. But cheres is only mekabel tuma mitocho if it's a kli. Not mekabel tuma stam. In order for something mekabel tuma, it has to have a worth, it has to have a value. Metal has a value, just the golem of the metal itself is a value. You touch a piece of metal, right, you don't intend to make it a kli, but it's just a piece of metal. A bar of metal is mekabel tuma. It has a worth. The metal itself is worth something. But kli cheres has no value intrinsically. Its only value is its utilitarian value, its function. So if you touch the outside, you're just touching the chomer. If you touch the inside, you're touching the function of the kli. That's what's makabel tuma by kli cheres. Money has no intrinsic value to a tzaddik. Its value is only its function. What do you use it for? You use it for nitzchias, then it has eternal value. You use it for Chayishah, it has no value. And that basically is the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, according to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Rashbam says, Yaakov was a shepherd. Esav was a hunter. What's the difference between a shepherd and a hunter? A shepherd is willing to put in tremendous effort now for a future benefit. He's not going to get anything out of this animal raising it when it's a little thing. But he knows that someday, if he puts in the effort now, he'll be able to enjoy the milk and the meat of this animal. A hunter doesn't want to know from anything. He wants to go into the forest, find an animal, kill it, and eat it. Immediate gratification. Esav is osu. Finished. Finished product. And Yaakov is v'hoya ekev. What's going to be in the end? So a person who looks at this world and only sees what's in front of him, what's it worth? But if he sees this world as kli cheres, it's a function. It's a means to reach an end, and it has eternal value. So that's why yesterday's Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, the Mishnah says, Yehi momon chadercha chovi v'lecho kishaloch, v'heve shokot rul matorah sheini yerushaloch, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shomai. Two kashas on the Mishnah. First of all, what in the world shaykhas does these three things have? Moment chavercha, Talmud Torah, and kol ma'asecha l'shem shomayim. Secondly, the lashon of the Mishnah is difficult. The first two things, the verb comes first. Yehi mamon chavercha. Vehevei shoku dilma Torah. Vehashken etz ma'asmecha. So what should be the third thing? Vehiyu kol ma'asecha l'shem shomayim. Vehiyu kol ma'asecha l'shem. Why does it say v'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shomayim? Here the verb comes in the end. Think what it means to follow. If you have the right philosophy on material possessions, on this physical world, on this temporal world, that it's a kli for avodas Hashem, every bit of money, every material thing, is like a pair of tefillin. So does it make a difference if my tefillin or your tefillin? Tefillin or chavit, because they're a kli for avodas Hashem. If you have the right hashkofa, a material possessions, they are something given, so you can be able to serve the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Then they're chavidim as tools. Then yehi mamon chaver chaviv alecha kishaloch. Somebody else's tools are as chaviv to as me. They're all tools for Avodas Hashem. They're a pair of tefillin. My difference, my tefillin, his tefillin, tefillin or choshev. They're a keli for Avodas Hashem. But it's not enough to have the right hashkofa. You have to be able to know how to put it into practice. So how do you see those kelim? How do you use them? The heavy shock of Dilma Torah. Shem Yerushalach. You learn enough Torah, you'll know how to use everything in this world properly. And then, if you have the right hashkafa, and you know how to apply it, then the result will be the Chol Masecha, Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. It's not a third tzivui. It's the result of the first two. Then everything you do will be L'Shem Shamayim. So therefore, to counteract this negative response to Zechiras Yom HaMoves, nothing is worth anything. Yiyush, depression. Go and learn Torah. You'll learn Torah, you'll find out that everything in this world is worth eternal importance. So Talmud Torah counteracts the negative response of Yiyush. And lastly, last negative response to Zechiras Yom HaMoves is Nochal v'nishta ki mochar nomus. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Because if I'm going to die tomorrow anyway, I might as well enjoy myself. Might as well immediate gratification, like we said. I might as well be like an Esav. Go out, hunt, eat, finish. Don't worry about the future. Who said there'll be a future? So the next negative response is immediate gratification. On that, Chazal said, read Kriya Shema. This world is not a world where you're hefker and you can just go for immediate gratification for the moment. There's an Ol Malchus Shamayim, there's Schar, and there's Onesh. And Lo Sosuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem. You read Kriya Shema, you'll understand that you can't live a life of ochol v'nishte ki mocher nomus. Once you are margiz yetzer hatov al yetzer hara, and you negate the negative response of kochi v'otzim yod, and you remember that akol bidei shomayim chutz miyira shomayim, but everything else is bidei shomayim. And once you negate the negative response of yiyush, nothing's worth anything by learning Torah, and you realize everything's worth it. And then you negate the last negative response of Nochal v'nishte. Live it up, because we're dying anyway. Read Kriya Shema, you'll know you can't do that. Then, Zechiras Yom HaMoves is a very positive thing. What is so positive about Zechiras Yom HaMoves? I'll tell you a medrash. Medrash says like this. The Medrash in Koheles Rabbah and the Pasuk Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Lisko. There are certain things in this world that are crooked that never can be corrected. The Medrash gives a mashal. There were once two Rishayim that were partners in crime. They murdered, they robbed, despicable criminals. Partners their whole life. One of them died and he went to Gehenna.
He's suffering Gehenna. It doesn't say how long. Until one day, he looks up, and he sees that they are escorting the neshama of his partner into Gan Eden. He calls over the Malach HaMamuneh on the neshamas in Gehenna, and he says, there must have been some kind of computer error over here, because that's my partner. And if I deserve to be in Gehenna, so does he. And if he deserves to be in Gan Eden, so do I. So find out where the error is, and either get me out of here or bring him in to keep me company. The Malach comes back and he says, we checked, there's no error. He deserves to be there, you deserve to be here. He says, I get it. He bribed somebody. So let me tell me who, how much, I'll double the amount. The Malach says, sorry, but there's no bribery over here. He says, then tell me, why is my partner in Gan Eden and I'm in Gehenna? We did everything together. The Malach says, you see, you don't understand what happened after you died. You dropped dead one day in the street, and nobody wanted to bury you. So they left your body unburied 3 days in the street. After that, some benevolent person came by, saw your body lying in the street, kicked you into a hole on the side of the road. That's where you're buried. When your partner saw this, it made a tremendous effect on him. And he started thinking, just the way I went in my life, nobody's going to bury me. They kicked me into the side of the road. That's where I'm going to be buried. And he started to rethink his entire life. And he was chozer b'tshuva. And he died a tzaddik b'al tshuva. So he's in Gan Eden and you're in Gehenna. I says, that's great. I thought it was going to cost me money. Tshuva, I'm willing to do tshuva too. Just tell me what to say. Ashamnu al-chayt. 5 times I'll say it. If I would have known where I'm going to end up, I never would have done it. I regret it 100%. I'll never do it again. Chotasi avisi pashati. Get me out of here. The Malach says, sorry, but it's a little late for that. Don't you know the world you came from is like Erev Shabbos? And the world you're in now is like Shabbos. If you prepare on Erev Shabbos, you have what to eat on Shabbos. But you slept the whole Erev Shabbos. You didn't prepare anything in the other world. You come now and you expect now to have a meal on Shabbos. It's too late now. Now you don't prepare meals. Too late. And don't you know, the Malach said, the world you came from is like the Yabosha. And the world you're in now is like the Yam. If you prepare your supplies on your boat, on the dry land, in the middle of the ocean, you have what to eat. But you didn't supply your boat. You set sail with an empty boat. Now you're in the middle of the ocean. Now you want to buy supplies. Now you want to do tshuva. Sorry, there's no supermarkets in the middle of the ocean. You can't get supplies over here. It's too late. And don't you know, the Malach said, the world you came from is like the yishuv. It's like the city. And the world you're in now is like the midbar. If you prepare yourself in the city, you can survive in the midbar. You set it into the midbar without a survival kit. You can't get the survival kit in the midbar. It's too late. And the man realizes, mu'uvas lo yuchal iskon, it's too late. Nothing he can do to correct it. And he bemoans his fate. End of the medrash. 2 things bother me about this medrash. Firstly, there's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says another mashal between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh doma leprozdor b'fnei Olam Haba. Why didn't the Malach tell him a mishnah in Pirkei Avos, much more authoritative than 3 mishalim? Why didn't he tell him, didn't you know the world you came from is like the preparation room, and the world you're in now is like the castle? You didn't prepare yourself in the preparation room, can't get into the castle. Why did he tell him 3 mishalim and not a mishnah in Pirkei Avos? And secondly, why was it necessary to tell him 3 mishalim? I'm sure the guy got the message after the first one. Basically the same thing in three different mishalim. Why was it necessary to tell him 3 mishalim? I once said this word on my moshav, and one of my balabatim, who's now my mechutin, said to me, Rabbi, you don't understand. That's Gehenna, listening to long drushes that aren't necessary. That's why I told him 3 mishalim that weren't necessary. But as a rav, I don't accept that. So Taka, why are you telling 3 mishalim when the Chorob 1 would have been enough? And why are you telling the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is the Emes Lamito. That's what this world is all about. Think what the Mashal means. Why do you build a prozdor only for one reason? To prepare to go in the castle. It's not made for any other purpose. What's it equipped with? only things that will prepare you to go in the castle. They don't equip it with anything else. What do you do there? Only prepare to go to the castle. It's not made for any other purpose. It's not equipped with any other for any other purpose. It's not used for any other purpose. That is what Olam Hazeh is. Olam Hazeh was created for no other purpose than the fact that the Rabbanu Shem, who wanted to be mated and shower his goodness on us, which is Olam Haba. Tzadikim Yoshvim Vatroseim Barosheim V'nehenem Iziv Hashchina. The Rabbanu Shem wanted to shower his goodness on us, L'netzach Netzachim. And he could have done it just like this, but he knew that we wouldn't appreciate it if we didn't create it, we didn't earn it. They put us in this world, distance from him, with only one purpose. This is the place where you can prepare and create, not earn Olam Haba. People think that we earn Olam Haba, like a Purim carnival. You play games. If you win, you get coupons. At the end of the day, you cash in your coupons at the prize booth. You have a lot of coupons, you get a big bear, and your little coupons, you get a little bear. So after 120 years, they punch in your, if you're successful playing the games over here called mitzvahs. Unfortunately, there are games you can play that you get the merits to. And they punch your name into this master computer, and they add up how many points you have, subtract the other ones. They give you a coupon, go cash it in for a chelik in Olam Haba. It doesn't work like that, because that wouldn't be the ultimate pleasure. Imagine somebody gave you, you wanted a very, very plush reclining chair. Chalashim to get it. Your birthday's coming. You're hoping your old aunt is going to give you this chair. Your birthday comes and she gives you the chair. You unwrap it, you sit in it, you'd enjoy it. What happens though if your aunt doesn't give you the chair? And you decide you want it so much, you're going to go get a job and work for a month, 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, to earn enough money to buy this chair. And you do that. At the end of the month, you go and buy the chair, and now you sit in it. You don't think you'd appreciate it more than if you got it for a present, 100%. But what would be if you didn't go buy the chair? You couldn't find anybody who sells them. So you plant trees, and you nurture them for years, till they grow that you can cut them down for lumber. And you make the trees into the frame of the chair. You mine iron, make it into nails, knock it together. You raise sheep, shear their wool, stuff the chair with it. Then you raise cotton, spin it into thread, make it into the upholstery of the chair. Now you sit in the chair. You don't think you'd appreciate it more? What you get for free, you don't appreciate as much as what you earn. And what you earn, you don't appreciate as much as what you create. So we don't earn Olam Haba. We create Olam Haba. And every single thing a person does in this world, kol ma'asecho l'shem shamayim, everything, Torah and mitzvahs are only a guide of what will make our neshamas more like the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you take the hint from the guide, then everything, how you eat, how you drink, how you sleep, how you conduct your married life, your social life, your business life, your political life, everything can be done in a way that makes your neshama more like the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore have a greater connection to him after 120 years or less like the Ribbono Shel Olam. And every second you can do that. Gemara says that Elazar ben Dordoi, the famous Abaryan, something happened to him, the midst of an Aveira, that shocked him into doing tshuva, and it was so intense that he died. And a bas kol resounded, Ashrecho Rabbi Elazar ben Dordoi, Shemesukin Lolam Haba. Gemara says, when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi heard of this, he cried. And he said, Yesh Kona Olam Obashachas. See from here, a person can be Kona's Olam Haba, 1 second. He tells her, Rashi Shiva asked, what was he crying about? He should have been ecstatic. Wow, you can get Olam Haba, 1 second. Why was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi crying? What's the cry? He said, because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi realized then you could do it every second. There's no limit to how much Olam Haba. In mathematics, there is an infinite amount of whole numbers, but there's also an infinite amount of fractions between each whole number. So there's an infinite amount of infinities in mathematics. If that applies to mathematics, I guarantee you it applies to Olam Haba. And there is an infinite amount of eternities. And every second, on every level of existence, you could be Rahman al-Itzlan in a coma in a hospital, the quality of life, almost zero. But as long as you're alive, you can still think, your neshama can think, even if the EEG machine registers flat brain waves. That doesn't mean you're not thinking. As long as they're halachically alive, we don't know what's going on within the person. First of all, it could be that he's thinking taka through his brain, and the machine is not sensitive enough to pick up the brain activity. 20 years from now, they'll make a better machine, and it will pick up. And then we'll apologize to the person for pulling the plug because we didn't have such a sensitive machine. Or it could be the machine never will pick it up. Not thinking through his brain. He's thinking with his neshama. But the neshama is still connected to the body, and it makes a difference what happens here. So you can think, big deal. You can do tshuva. You can think about the mitzvahs that you can be mekayim just with thought. Not only that, person, machshava tova, kodesh baruch matzar for lemaisa. You can think about all the mitzvahs you can't do, and it's like you did them. So a person in a coma could do more mitzvahs than any of us. Because you can't do any of them. So you can think about all of them. And get schar for it. So 1 second on any level of existence creates eternity. That makes this world a very important place. That's the prose done. There's no other purpose for this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create this Olam Hazeh for any other purpose than to give us the ability to create Olam Haba. And therefore, there's nothing in the world. Nothing. Not animal, vegetable, mineral, not a nice sunset, nothing that can't somehow be used in some way to create that Olam Haba. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. Because the whole purpose of this world is only that. So every single thing in the world serves that purpose. Everything. Somehow. For someone. At some time beyond our comprehension how that works. And there's nothing that a person is supposed to do in this world except prepare for Olam Haba. Doesn't mean sit in the corner and say Tillim. It's nice to sit in the corner and say Tillim too. But it means everything you do. Whether you're at your job, whether you're at your family, social, entertainment, sports, anything. You can do it in a way that will make you more like the Rabbanu Shel Olam, or you can do it in a way that makes you less like the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So, there's nothing in this world that was created for any other purpose. There's nothing that exists here, and there's nothing you're supposed to do here. That's the real hashkafa of what this world is compared to the next world. A prose of the Olam Haba. But go tell a Rasha who lived his whole life in Rishis, didn't you know the whole purpose of Olam Hazeh was Olam Haba? Of course you didn't know that. He doesn't know it now either. Because when you die, you don't become a big tzaddik philosopher. Rishoyim afilu b'pisro shul gehenim eim chosu. So then Malach didn't waste his breath to say to this guy, didn't you know that Olam Hazeh is a prose of the Olam Haba? Of course he didn't know that. But he told him, you know what? Maybe you didn't understand that. Maybe in your mind, Olam Hazeh was like Erev Shabbos. And Olam Haba was a Shabbos, not the same thing. Erev Shabbos, you eat breakfast for the sake of Erev Shabbos. The majority of Erev Shabbos is for the sake of Shabbos. Maybe that you understood. Yeah, this world's a nice place. You do things for this world too. But the Iker is for Olam Haba. And if that you didn't understand, maybe in your mind, Olam Hazeh was like the Yabasha, and Olam Haba like the Yom. Both very nice. Equally important. Olam Hazeh is a nice place. Olam Haba is a nice place. But why didn't you prepare? You knew one day your boat was going to sail. Why didn't you prepare supplies? And even if that you didn't understand. But in your mind, Olam Hazeh was the Yishuv. This is the Iker. And Olam Haba is a Midbar. Desolate. Meaningless to you. But you knew that everyone in this world one day goes into that Midbar. Why don't you at least prepare a survival kit? Either you didn't believe there's an Olam Haba, or you didn't care. Either way, you're stuck with what you have. Now you deserve where you are. Whatever you thought. But you should have prepared something. So either you didn't believe there was something to prepare for, or you didn't care. So you deserve to be where you are. That's what the Malach told him. But that's what Zechiras Yom HaMavis can bring a person to. Life is short. Svarno says that the knas of Misa and Adam Arishon was to make life more important. If you think that you have unlimited time, you don't use the time properly. But if you know that you only have a certain small amount of a commodity, then you understand how to value it, and every bit is valuable. That's the Chiddush Yom HaMavis. Life is choshev. Life is important. And when we are shocked by lives being snuffed out, both choshev lives of tzaddikim, mikubalim, and the lives of little children who didn't have a chance yet to even have a bechira in this world. Shomos tahoros, but on the other end of life. And zikenim uflogim, accomplished so much in this world. And we think about it. All these zechiras yom hamavet, each one is supposed to add a little bit to our harocha of what life is, our appreciation of how important every second of life is, and use it properly. But then, in Yirtzeh Hashem, those things will counteract the kina and the taiva and the kovah that led to shvichas domim and gili arayis and avodah zorah, and the lashon hara that came from sinas chinam, which also the zechiras yom hamavet of negoyim also is supposed to remind us. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, if we have that chashivas of life that comes from understanding that it's not eternal in this world, it's only eternal if you use this world properly, then in Yirtzeh Hashem we will make the best of the time, in Yirtzeh Hashem, a lot of time that we have in this world. We'll make the best of it. And then we'll be mechayim meisim. Klal Yisrael is Ki'ilu meis, the Kuzri says in Golos. But if we appreciate life, we'll bring a Trias HaMeisim, and we'll bring the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaChayim. And Yirtzeh Hashem will see these days turned from Yogon and Anocha and Sora to Simcha, Sosom, the Simcha, the Yomim Tovim, the Mehra Yomim.